Welcome to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Coming up later this hour, we'll hear about one band's efforts to keep alive the work of South Dakota's first poet laureate, Badger Clark. Plus, we'll remember best-selling children's author Walter Dean Myers, who died last week. He was at the 2013 South Dakota Festival of Books as the Library of Congress's ambassador for young people's literature. And he talked about, among other things, the scourge of illiteracy he saw in impoverished neighborhoods. We'll hear that interview. But first, this Saturday, volunteers begin a week-long project cleaning up a stretch of the Big Sioux River from Sioux Falls to north of Sioux City. The cleanup is the latest effort from the Iowa Department of Natural Resources Project AWARE, which stands for Watershed Awareness River Expedition. This year's event is a partnership with South Dakota Game Fish and Parks. Over the past dozen years, volunteers have spent a week cleaning up stretches of waterways all across Iowa. Last summer, 343 volunteers removed 34 tons of trash from 91 miles of the Des Moines River and Boone River. Lynette Sigley is Project AWARE coordinator, and she joins us on the line. And Lynette, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Thank you.
Well, with the Big Sioux River cleanup just a few days away, is everything pretty much ready to go?
Yes, all of the plans are coming in place. We've got 358 volunteers registered for the week, and we're ready to get started on Saturday.
I'm assuming you do some pre-planning as far as pre-scouting, looking along the stretch of river and making plans?
Right. In fact, myself and a few other staff were just out last week. Given the flooding that occurred on the Big Sioux River, we wanted to make sure that the river itself is clear for the route that we're going to be putting volunteers on, and it is clear. With the flooding, there was a lot of silt that got deposited along a number of the accesses, and we're busy getting those accesses ready, so we'll be able to get the volunteers and the trash off the river.
Are there any sort of difficulties that you expect with the river being higher than usual with the flooding?
The water level right now is actually at a decent level for us to do a river cleanup. Ideally, it would be nice to be lower. With water levels lower, more of the trash is going to be visible. So with higher water levels, there's going to be some trash that we're not going to see as we're coming downriver. But the levels would be suitable for us to put volunteers on at this time.
In any of the pre-scouting, did that give you sort of an idea of what sort of things people might find, what needs to be cleaned up in this section of the Big Sioux?
I would say the Big Sioux is typical of a lot of the rivers that we clean up each year. There are tires out there. There's old scrap metal. In some cases, there may be some old dump sites as well. It's sort of a variety of items that the volunteers will encounter.
How was the Big Sioux River chosen for cleanup this summer after all the other years and the other rivers that you've taken care of across Iowa?
Well, this year will be the 12th year of Project AWARE, and what's nice about Project AWARE is that it moves around to a different river and watershed each year. So it gives volunteers the opportunity to experience different rivers, and hopefully eventually the event is in everyone's backyard. Northwest Iowa was sort of a part of the state that we had not been to yet, and we had some folks locally, and including one Project AWARE volunteer from the area who really encouraged us to come up to that part of the state. And with the Big Sioux River, it gave us an opportunity to partner with the South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks for this year's event.
And that's the first time Project AWARE has had a partnership with another group like that or another agency?
Yes, it's the first time that we've partnered with another state and that we've focused on a border river. All of the previous 11 years, we've been on an interior river.
Now, you mentioned that there are 358 volunteers that have signed up to help clean up this section of the Big Sioux River. Are these, I'm wondering if you have any idea if some of these people have been a part of the cleanup in over the past dozen years or so?
Yes, we've got about 44% who have been on Project AWARE before, which means the other 56% are new to this year's event. I would say about 20% are volunteers who live in the watershed, so a number of folks from the watershed will be out participating. And we've got volunteers coming from 12 different states to help with this summer's event.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting, and we're talking with Lynette Sigley of Project Aware. And Project Aware, along with South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks, have gotten some volunteers together to help clean up a section of the Big Sioux River from Sioux Falls to north of Sioux City. And Lynette, how does this work? Are volunteers on the river and canoes paddling? Are they on the banks? Give us an idea of how this all comes together and what people are doing.
Most of the volunteers will be on the water through sponsorship from a number of different organizations. We'll have canoes available for people, and they'll paddle anywhere from 12 up to just over 19 miles each day. We will have some people land-based, so as the volunteers are coming downriver, we'll have a halfway point. We'll unload canoes and then sort the trash. We try to recycle as much of what comes off the river during the week. And based on past years, we've been able to recycle about 72% of the amount of trash pulled off the river.
That's do you always find a lot of trash in all segments of the rivers that you've gone through in the past?
The amount of trash really varies depending on the river and the stretch that we're doing. Back in 2008, when the floods hit Iowa, the river that we were planning on doing flooded, and it's the only time we had to postpone the event. And that year, there was a lot of flood-related debris that washed in, especially downstream of the communities that we passed through. But the trash really varies depending on the stretch of river that we're doing.
I'm sure this is a question you've been asked many, many times, but are there certain things that volunteers have found that have been quite unusual or surprising?
It really varies. Last year, I would say there was a large 1924 John Deere manure spreader that came out. That was probably the most unusual item from last year. But anything that you would find in your house, on your farm, lots of tires, you name it, we've probably found it at one point on Project Aware.
Are you still looking for volunteers?
I would say if anyone's interested, they can contact me. On Tuesday, July 15th, we're down to just one canoe, but the other days we still have a few canoes available. But what I would suggest is if people could call me and then just confirm that there would still be room available.
Now, one of the interesting things about this whole project is even though this lasts for a week, begins on Saturday, they don't have to participate every single day. Don't you have people that kind of pop in for maybe just a day of this? It's a certain part of the river?
Yes. Part of the flexibility of Project Aware is you can come for just a day, a couple of days, or the entire week, whatever fits into your schedule. And even if you don't want to get on the water, we've got educational programs that are free and open to the public that are scheduled in the campground each evening. So we've got programs that will talk about the geology of the watershed, archaeology, water quality, fisheries, natural history, botany. And then we'll have a couple field trips to the Blood Run National Historic Landmark and Good Earth State Park as well. So there's lots of opportunities to come out and learn about the watershed.
Do you find that people schedule this as maybe part of their vacation?
Yeah, what we find is that a number of people, this is part of their summer vacation that they come back year after year. We've got volunteers ranging in age from 5 to 80 this year, a number of families that are coming along with their kids, so it's a very family-oriented event.
And as this is going on, Lynette Sigley, what is your role? Are you just helping to coordinate everything? Or are you in the water too, helping out?
I'm the Project Aware coordinator, so I'll be land-based, making sure that everything is running smoothly. We will have some staff on water along with the volunteers, but my role is to make sure everything runs smoothly for the week.
When you have a few hundred people, on the river working, clearing trash. I imagine safety is always a concern. How do you deal with that?
Sure. Safety is a primary concern when it comes to the volunteers. Wearing life jackets is mandatory when they're on the water. And every morning we have a morning safety program to remind volunteers what to be aware of when they're out on the river.
A lot of work goes on, but you mentioned some of the entertainment programs, the camping that happens. With work, there sounds like it's also fun.
Yes, it's really a fun event, a learning experience, and it's a great opportunity for people to get to Southeast South Dakota and Northwest Iowa. Based on the volunteers who have registered, the vast majority have never been to this part of South Dakota and Iowa before. So it's a great opportunity to sort of highlight what's available in terms of recreational opportunities in this area.
I imagine just doing this and being so close to the river and these stretches of the river every day in there cleaning things up that really gives volunteers an opportunity to learn and understand the river in ways that they wouldn't otherwise.
Right. When you're sitting in a canoe for 12 miles, 15 miles a day, you really have the opportunity to see how the character of the river changes as you paddle. And especially if you're along all week, traveling from the upper reaches all the way to the southern stretch. And we'll be doing water testing along the way, so they'll have the opportunity to learn about the overall health of the river. We'll be doing some fish shocking to get an idea of what kind of fish are in the water, and then also the aquatic insects as indicators of water quality as well.
Going back to the history of Project Aware, it's been going on for a dozen years. How did it all get started? What was the impetus for this?
About 13 years ago, myself and several co-workers attended a presentation by Chad Pagracki. He grew up on the Mississippi River between Iowa and Illinois, and one day he just got tired of seeing trash out on the Mississippi River. So he decided to start cleaning up the river on his own, and now he runs a nonprofit organization called Living Lands and Waters. And we were pretty inspired by the work that he was doing, and we felt that we could organize a similar cleanup but focus on Iowa's interior rivers. And that's really where the idea came from. And I think what's really interesting is we've had a number of volunteers who have come on Project Aware who have then gone back to their local communities and organized cleanups of their own.
Do you see that this is this whole Project Aware has created something new, as you mentioned? This seems to be growing. Do you see it growing even more? I don't know if you have any idea of how many other states are doing similar things.
Actually, no other state is doing an event similar to Project Aware right now. We've had a few other people from other states participate in Project Aware just to get an idea of how the event is organized and what happens with it. But as far as I know, no one else is currently doing an event similar to Project Aware.
Have you had any questions or any inquiries as far as maybe other states trying this out?
We have had inquiries from Missouri and a few other states as to how we've organized our event.
In looking at the work that Project Aware has done over the dozen years, have you seen that it's made a difference in the rivers across Iowa?
What I would say is the rivers that we've cleaned up, to go back to those rivers, we don't see the large volume of trash that may have been out along the rivers to start with. So I think there's a reduction in trash. I think there's an increased awareness among the volunteers. We have individuals who will go out hiking in parks, and they can't walk by trash without picking it up. So I think we see a change in behavior of individuals who participate in Aware. And I think it's just getting people out on the rivers and realizing that we've got great recreational opportunities out there, and canoeing and kayaking is one way to enjoy the water resources that we have.
Any plans for other rivers in Iowa for Project Aware over the next year or so?
What we'll do is we'll survey the volunteers on this year's event to get an idea of where they would recommend that we go next year. Iowa's got 72,000 miles of rivers, and we've only done 877 miles so far. So we've got many more rivers and opportunities for future years.
Almost sounds like a daunting task.
I'll be employed for a while working on this, hopefully. And I just want to mention, all of this has been possible. South Dakota Game Fish and Parks being on board, helping with the planning, but also we've got about 86 other sponsors who are helping to provide support for the week-long event. So we're extremely grateful for the support, and there's a lot of enthusiasm for this year's event.
Well, for you, Lynette Sigley, working on getting this all organized over the past year or so, now with the event just a couple of days away, is this, again, a lot of work, but also some fun involved? Is this really kind of the exciting time for you in the year as you get to see now we've made these plans and now it's time to roll up our sleeves and get in the water?
Yes, it's an exciting and really rewarding time. The year of planning, all of the pieces are coming together. We've got a large group of volunteers who are going to be coming out for the event. A lot of great educational programs scheduled. So it's going to be a really, really fun week.
Now, again, for people who haven't signed up yet and might be interested in volunteering, is there some place they can easily go to find all the information that they need?
Yes, what I would recommend is if you go to our website, which is www.iowaprojectaware.com, it will have all of the information in terms of the agenda for the week, the maps as to what stretches of rivers we're going to be doing, the camping locations along the way, and also the educational programs that will be offered throughout the week.
So that's iowaprojectaware.com.
Yes.
All right. Well, Lynette Sigley, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday, and hope everything goes well over the next week as you work on cleaning up the Big Sioux River.
Great. Thank you very much.
Lynette Sigley is Project Aware Coordinator, and again, volunteers begin work cleaning up the Big Sioux River south of Sioux Falls on Saturday. And once again, that website for more information on what's going on, and if you're interested in volunteering, that is iowaprojectaware.com. You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke.